Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Voltaire once famously said that common sense is not so common, and I think our next guests would agree. They are the pragmatic pair, the common sense couple, the down-to-earth duo.
What we need around here is a little common sense.
That's right. All bad superhero titles aside, Swarthmore professors Barry Schwartz and Ken Sharp have some advice for the country and for our president. Please use the sense that God gave you. Barry and Kenneth are in the studio to explain. Their new book is called Practical Wisdom, The Right Way to Do the Right Thing. Thank you both for joining us.
Pleasure to be here.
Nice to be here.
I saw your TED talk. It was wildly popular, and I'm sure probably in the millions of views right now by this time on YouTube. But let's talk about practical wisdom. I don't think when we say practical wisdom that people really understand what you mean by it. You're going back to the definition Aristotle gave.
Yes, we are. It is the simple way to describe it is that it's the combination of having the will, the desire to do the right thing, and the know-how to figure out what the right thing is, what the situation requires. So any parent faces the challenge. Presumably all parents want to do right by their kids. That means keeping them safe, putting your arms around them. It also means giving them the opportunity to become independent. So sometimes you want safety, sometimes you want independence. Wise parents figure out which of these things each of their kids need. Wise doctors figure out when to be honest with their patients and when to be kind with their patients. And the argument in the book is that almost anyone who interacts with other people needs that kind of wisdom.
And Ken, I think one of the things you describe in the book is the fact that this is wisdom that's very much in the moment. It's not based on decisions made on theoretical principles, but what is needed right now for this person at this moment for this particular problem.
The context-related aspect of practical wisdom, I think, is the absolute critical piece that Aristotle adds to the other Greek philosophers and that we need today. You got to be able to know the context in which you're acting. That means you have to be discerning. You have to be perceptive. You have to have empathy. You have to be able to get inside what someone else is thinking and feeling in order to know the right thing to do. So you need to know what the purpose of an activity is or the principle, what you're aiming at is critical. But if you don't understand the context, the person, the situation, how those principles which often conflict with each other can never be actually actuated by a doctor or a lawyer or a parent or anyone else.
And the place at which this becomes really fascinating is the way that you guys apply this to what's going on in the country right now. I mean, for example, let's talk about the reaction to the financial crisis. And you say that more regulations, tougher laws, isn't the way to solve the misbehavior of our financial institutions.
Right. What we think is that it will be a fix that fixes the problem temporarily and fixes this particular manifestation of the problem. But eventually, like water finding a crack, smart bankers will find a way around any regulations. And there's no way to design a system of incentives that will get us exactly what we want either. You need bankers who want to do the right thing. And that dimension, character, has been completely absent from the discussion. We settle for rules and rewards because we're kind of embarrassed to talk about the need to have good people doing these jobs.
So the regulations enforce a kind of passivity. The regulations will take care of it rather than active, sort of conscious human agents. That really argues that Barack Obama is in a bit of a fix here, Barry and Ken. I mean, that what you've just said there, that it's about discerning the moment and making a judgment based on context of, you know, the experience right then and there. That argues against the Obama approach of, you know, let's have a task force look at this for a year and come to me with a report and then we'll sit around a table and hash it all out. And that doesn't give you context. That takes you away from context. In many ways, you're arguing he should make the decision and forget about these task force and advisor meetings that go on forever and ever.
It's not quite that simple because the regulations that always fail are also always necessary to some extent. If Glass-Steagall hadn't been repealed, probably the kinds of problems that we have in the banking system today wouldn't be as great. Our point is that you've got to have something more than regulations. Task forces can help you put those regulations together, but they're not going to actually change the institutions of banking so that you recruit and train and encourage bankers to actually care about their clients instead of simply caring about their profits. That's a question of character. It's a question of education. It's a question of wisdom. And the heads of banks, just like the head of the country, also have responsibilities to be teachers and encouragers of the kind of people that are willing to struggle for the purposes of those institutions.
All right. Well, Barry, let's give some practical advice to the president then. One of the things that most Americans say he has not accomplished that he promised to do so was to change Washington, to change the way it functions, to get rid of all the divisiveness, which has gotten worse during his presidency than it has gotten better. So is there a way to deal with politicians on the basis of character instead of regulations and laws and negotiations and backroom dealings?
I wish I knew the answer to that. I think he has genuinely and sincerely been trying to do that. Ken and I both think that the speech that he gave last week in Tucson was a model of the kind of teaching that somebody in the position of the president is able to do, and that he did it perfectly.
A skill he didn't use when he needed it on legislation, though.
Well, you know, the difficulty is that in politics, in order to encourage wisdom, you need to have a sense that everyone is pursuing the same goal. So there is a notion in medicine about what the goal of medicine is, and teaching about what the goal of education is, and so on. It's not clear that you can encourage wisdom on the part of politicians unless they're all trying to achieve the same end. And it's not at all clear to me that at the moment we can say that about our politicians.
Shouldn't it be the betterment of the country?
Sign me up.
Although that argues that Barack Obama shouldn't have tried to change Washington, but instead be Washington and have the country follow him.
I think having a country follow you as president when you've got such extraordinary conflicts is difficult. I think one of the things that we liked about the speech and that we are arguing that Obama needs to do is to take people who've got conflicting principles and allow them to do exactly what Celeste said, which is to see the common purpose.
That's Kenneth Sharp and Barry Schwartz, both professors at Swarthmore College and co-authors of Practical Wisdom, The Right Way to Do the Right Thing.